It is 93.7 WEEI. Rich, certainly. Ken Laird, Teddy J, 617-779-7937. Says you're getting some suggestions on the text for good horror movies. You're the horror guy, but by the way, another one. Have you seen The Descent?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, good. All right.
Now, what about Night of the Living Dead? You consider that horror?
Hell yeah. That's a classic.
That's like OG.
Yeah. Okay. That's a great one. Yeah. Something about those old movies, like ones that are made for no money, like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre is terrifying because apparently the actors actually got hurt on the set. Like,
oh, they got messed up.
Yeah, they got pretty messed up. That's one that I don't even watch anymore. I saw that one time and I'm like, that's it. Don't need to see that again. I'm not a big fan of slasher movies. I'm not, but I like scary movies. I do. Like Midsommar. That was another great one. Very good movie. All right. You know, we've been talking a lot about, you know, the sports and the basketballs and the baseballs and the soccer balls. And one thing that I never want to do because I kind of want, you know, you're driving home and you've, you know, had a tough day at work. I kind of want this to be a place where you can go and kind of forget about problems and forget about the real world for a while. And I never thought that I would be someone who would really want to talk too much about politics on the show. But unfortunately, there is something that was very important that happened in U.S. politics yesterday, and it needs to be discussed. And that is that Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer farted while speaking on the House floor.
Oh, this is terrific.
I think this needs to be investigated. You know, in an old life, I used to have fart court.
Yeah,
where we would judge that. There is no judge needed for this.
You have the rights to that.
Maybe I do. I'm not quite sure. But there doesn't need to be any kind of ruling. This is a fart, and it's from old ass Chuck Schumer. And once again, I promise I wouldn't talk politics, but I couldn't. This one is too important to America.
No matter what side of the aisle you're on, this is very, very important.
It is. All right. So, let's let her rip.
Now on Iran and the NDAA. When all the Trump administration can say about his disastrous war with Iran is that Vietnam was worse.
All right, stop. You know what, too? That's like he's so old, that's just like dropping apples on the floor. Like that stuff.
Did he chuckle afterwards?
No,
he did chuckle. Yes, he did. Does.
Did he chuckle?
You can see it in his face. He chuckled a little tiny bit.
See, I don't know about that, but people were reporting.
Let me hear that again.
Now on Iran and the NDAA. When all the Trump administration can say
definite
about
chuckle.
It,
he definitely
might
chuckled.
Be right.
You ever? Did your grandpa ever fart? You ever like going like around an old person where they just like talk like it has nothing?
Yeah,
like, it happens so much. It sounds like a zipper unzipping. Let me hear that again.
It's a ripper unripping.
Right, it's like you're opening up a bag of chips. Let me hear that again. Or you're on like one of those plastic couches and you're moving around. All I know is that Jackson, I've seen him, like the look on his face, and he's been, you know, you know, like the keyboardist of Bon Jovi, you just see like hands all over the place.
The
he's got 14
hair.
Keyboards. Yeah. I've been watching Jackson, our own Dale Ordway in the other room, and he has been doing something with his fingers. Can I kind of hear what you have been doing, sir? At least a little sample of what you may have been.
I can't tell you how much I love the fact that this is my job.
Jaws performed by Chuck Schumer's fart.
Excellent. That's
sad, but pew.
No sleep till.
Jackson, you're the Rick Rubin of farts.
I have a gift in a wheelhouse, and this just still happens to be it. I never made it in the music industry like Surf Ken over there, but this is my wheelhouse.
We'll
sure.
Need to take a shot.
Oh,
got a little obsessive.
I like how in that one, after the drum roll, you're just like, I'm just going to throw a fart right on top of him singing. Okay. It has nothing to do with the song. It's just going right on top of it. Oh, well, very good, Jackson. I guess. Oh.
No, that's it. That's it.
How many of these did you make?
That was a six pack.
Yeah, there were some that didn't make the cut, but then.
You don't say.
I did a Rammstein one that didn't quite work out.
Oh, really? All right. Well, thank you very much. I'm glad that that was. I can't believe you made five of those. Honestly, how many of these did you have? You been doing this all show?
I wondered where you went.
I have been doing it all show.
If you're listening and you wonder why there's no podcast yet posted,
listen. All I know is this is
his priorities, man.
Just do me a favor. I need you to send this to the Marconis. I need you to take the last 5 minutes and wrap it up. And I think that that is honestly the finest moment. All right, so we have. It's Pujas. All right. You gotta give credit where credit's due.
It's better than the Nightingale interview, I can tell you that.
Dale Ordway, that was fantastic.
Thank you very much.
I would even put that on par with your Hey Hooters song, which I don't think survived the boom.
Come on.
Hey Hooters is your Hey Jude. Sweet Lord.
It was also lost in the move. We need to find that.
Can I hear Sad But Poo one more time? I think that was my favorite out of all, because I did not expect that at all. I think it was the second one that we did. It was number two. Okay. All right. I just saw it just like stops. All right. There we go. Chuck Schumer, fantastic. Thank you for giving us that moment. Christian Arcan, how is it going?
Doing great. Great end there, because I got to tell you, you saying Larry Bird's not beloved in Boston, that was another thing that had me yelling at my radio on the way.
You did say that. I said that he is not the most beloved.
Not most beloved. You were like, yeah, people wouldn't even talk about Larry Bird. Larry Bird's still very much beloved.
He would not be top, and
none of you stopped him either, by the way.
I said that if you asked, you kind of agreed with him.
I put him on my poll.
I said if you asked 10 people on the street, no one would say Larry Bird in their top three.
I don't know about that. No. What street are we talking here?
I guarantee it would be Brady, it would be Ortiz, and it would be like Gronk.
Gronk over Bird?
Yep. Bird's getting 19% of the vote. Gronk or Edelman, 4%. So to Arcan's point, Bird is right now more beloved than
Gronk.
He
has a lot of staying power, like on TikTok. You know, there's a lot of TikToks about Larry Bird and all these old players talking about, oh, Bird was the best trash talker ever. Those are like big algorithm like hits on TikTok.
I'm telling you, out of the text, nobody was saying Bird. They were saying, Pedro was a big one.
Oh, Pedro's a good one.
Julian Edelman, people are saying Gronk is all over the place. Bork is another one as well. Mm. I just think that Larry Bird, and once again, it's a difference between best player and beloved player.
Right.
And I think to be beloved,
Larry Bird night. There was at the Garden. There was a Larry Bird night, and it was just about him. Magic was there. Everybody came out and spoke. Yes, he did.
It's probably an age thing to it too, right?
Yeah,
Christian?
Probably. Yeah, I would agree with that. But also, Bird in the Pitino years went and got a job with the Pacers, and they kept him around. They kept him in the front office. Like the Boston didn't have a chance. They went with Pitino. That was their choice.
All right. Well, so you were screaming at the radio at.
I crushed that thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I crushed that. I want to go against.
Yeah,
Ben
at some
point.
See, he's saying this from the.
I am.
Of his
car. I know,
I mean,
but
you
was.
You got to get in here under the lights and we can prove it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like Drake May.
I'm ready.
That's right. Prove it under the big lights like Drake May. Make sure you... And the pressure's on. It's tough. It's tough when the pressure is on.
Well, okay, that guy didn't get any.
Yeah, yeah. The last 2 days
it was 0 for 7. That was ridiculous.
He did go over 5. All right. What do you got going on, Christian?
Sean McAdam joining the show at 8:30. Another big Red Sox night. We'll talk a lot of Patriots. John Henry speaking to the media, kind of. Mm-hmm. So we'll have stuff on that. And all the other bells and whistles. We'll do our top 5 trade targets for the deadline and a bunch of other stuff. And a lot of this.
I do like how when you did In the Air Tonight, you just randomly threw farts over Phil Collins singing. It wasn't even with the music. It was just like, damn it, I know what the people want. Okay.
Well, I couldn't, you know, he says I can feel it coming, so I had, you know, you can't.
So he's talking about his fart.
Yeah, yeah, it's a whole narrative I'm trying to make here.
That's right. It's Phil Collins singing about Chuck Schumer's fart. He could feel it coming the entire time. All right, everybody.
And it was in the air.
Yeah, it was definitely in the air. Never been a prouder moment in my... you know what, though? I will say legitimately, well done, Jackson.
Nice job,
well
Jackson.
Done.
You're our Weird Al Yankovic.
All right, everybody. Have yourself a fantastic evening. Ken, I am so jealous. You are seeing the Odyssey tonight.
In 15 minutes, I'm seeing it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got to go. I expect a full review tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Everybody, have yourself a fantastic Thursday night. Tomorrow, the return, doubleheader. Your Boston Red Sox, you can hear it right here on 93.7 WEEI. Man, how exciting is this? You got a team that's actually playing well.
Here we go.
It'll help our time slot, baby. Come on, all you 25-54. Let's go. Everybody have yourself a fantastic evening. Christian Arcand is next. We love you. Bye.